Hello, Saints. So today's kind of a special topic. I'll be talking about what I learned over my winter here in Florida. It's my first winter spending it in Florida doing ministry down here because Florida is the place where everyone is in the winter. So there's a lot of festivals, a lot of opportunities for street witnessing and talking with people, talking with other van dwellers or homeless folks. There's a lot of homeless down here. And it's just a lot of good ministry opportunities down here. I got to do it with a brother and sister, so I'm just going to go over a few things that I learned my time down here, and I hopefully they bless you. So my first point I want to go over is, in our digital age, face-to-face fellowship is vitally important because we can see the fruit of a tree. And you can't see that over the digital stuff. You can lie, you can fake over online situations like texting, video calls. You can put on a very good show. And we see that with Judas in the scriptures. He put on a really good show and he was face to face. And he still was holding on to his thieving ways in the scriptures. But this digital age almost compounds that to the point where you can't really tell what a person is doing in their life. And face-to-face really exposes a lot of weaknesses, a lot of things that need to be pruned, that need to be cleaned up. And you can really see the heart of a person if they're walking after the Spirit, if they really desire and want to submit themselves to the Lord, to the Word of God, to other brothers and sisters. It's really important to have that face-to-face. And we see an example of that in the scriptures. Paul sent brothers to check on the various churches. 1 Corinthians 4:17. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. So Paul just didn't sit back and just write letters all the time. He was constantly sending people to check in on the churches, to see how they're doing, to see if there's any problems. We see also that Paul himself spent time in the churches as well, 2 Corinthians 11:8-9. I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. When I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. And there's a really big danger in online because you can get really focused on the numbers in online stuff because people can lie, people can pretend to be something they're not, and it may seem like everything is good, everything's great, and people are really striving at a long distance. But when you get those people face to face, or when you visit them, or whatever it might be, you really get to see the fruit if they're walking in the Spirit and if they're really cleaning up their life and have been cleaning up their life in the Lord, striving for that perfection in the Lord. So the next point is keep your eyes on Christ. And it kind of branches off that first point. People will disappoint. Proverbs 28:21. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. It's not good to have respect of persons, and we see that in an idea called fellowship idolatry. A lot of people really idolize fellowship. Oh man, I need other believers. I need other people. If only I had other people with me, then my walk with the Lord would be complete. Well, we don't see that with Noah. We don't see that with Lot. We don't see that with these great men of God that walked by themselves. Enoch walked with God and he was taken by God. We see examples all over scripture of men of God walking alone by themselves with the Lord. It's definitely possible because the Holy Spirit teaches all things. God is sufficient and our first love is another point I wanted to add in that keeping your eyes on Christ. Revelation 2 verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. We have to keep Christ as our first love, not other people, not the fellowship, not all of the people we're in contact with. Christ has to be our first love, and that will automatically bleed over into our love of the brethren, love of other people, if we keep our eyes on Christ, we keep our focus on pleasing Him, glorifying Him, it'll all work together. How can we love God if we can't love the brothers and sisters and those around us who are right in front of us? So it all works together. And the world is very dark in these last days, and it's important to keep your eyes on Christ, because fewer and fewer and fewer people will be coming to Christ, will be wanting to follow after Him. Christ said, "Will there be any faith left on earth when I return, when the Son of Man returns?" Jude 1:17-18. "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts." And we can see examples of that all over scriptures, that in the last times men will be boasters, proud, blasphemers, and it just goes on and on. They wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And you could just go on and on. So be sure to keep your eyes on Christ. If your eye be single on Christ, no part dark, no part focused on the world, other people, just on Christ, your whole body's going to be full of light. It's going to shine as a candle that gives everyone light. So the next point. No matter where you are, people are generally the same. Yeah, we have this idea that people in other countries, or perhaps people all the way across the country, are going to be different. They have a different culture, subculture, whatever it might be. And it's true in a sense, but there's a base foundation of mankind where people are just people as well. And the gospel is for everyone. And He calls all men everywhere to repent. So it is kind of a cool thing. You travel all the way across the country and you see that people are generally the same. I know people like to mock and make fun of other people from other cultures, other places and whatnot, that they're different or things like that. But we're all generally basically the same. We all need a Savior. All have fallen short of the glory of God. And Acts 17:30-31 kind of sums this up really well. "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because He hath appointed a day in that which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, and that He hath raised Him from the dead." So the Lord is dealing with everyone right now, the Gentiles, the Jews. We're all one in Christ Jesus. So He's dealing with everyone, and everyone needs the biblical Savior. Everyone needs the gospel. Go preach the gospel to all nations. So I found that kind of cool, something I learned. The next point, it's really important to be diligent and consistent in walking in the Spirit. And in order to do that, you have to take up your cross daily. Luke 9:23. "And He said to them all, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me." And that's crucifying what you want to do, crucifying your fleshly reactions to things, crucifying how you want to handle things or where you want to go or how you want to do something and act a certain way and all of it. You're crucified with Christ. You're dead. They that are Christ are have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. So you're living after the Spirit now. You're doing what the Spirit wants you to do, and it's a joyous thing. But it is something you have to do. You have to crucify the flesh every single day. You have to put it down and say, what would the Spirit have me do? Let me walk in the Spirit. Let me do the will of the Lord today. You have to will to do that every day, faithfully. And I found that really important. You need to do what you need to do, regardless of how you feel. Galatians 5:24. Like I said, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." And if you're having a bad day, and we all have bad days, just buckle down and hold on to Christ. 1 Peter 4:12-13. "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. So there come those days where a bunch of doubts are thrown at you, or where, man, so many people are just mocking the gospel. You go out and preach the gospel, and or maybe you're just feeling down one day. You wake up and you're just not feeling right, and it feels like spiritual warfare, and just hold on to Christ. When those days happen, it's good to just plant up, hold up your shield, and just resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You just keep resisting, keep resisting. Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a week, but you just keep resisting, and he will flee from you. Just hold on to Christ. So it's important to have that diligence, that consistency of being in the Spirit, not falling back into your flesh, not letting your flesh take advantage of you, and willfully sinning. That's a big key. And the last point, and this is a point I kind of recognized before I came down to Florida, but it was kind of exemplified because Florida is a very retiree-heavy, old person-heavy state. A lot of older people down here. Old people are not as receptive to the gospel as the younger people. And I've noticed this, that the older people, they're usually pretty set in their ways, whether it be churchianity or whether it be their beliefs they've held on to their whole life. Now, there are some exceptions. We have ran into some older people that are really considering what we were saying, hearing, listening, and that's awesome. But for the most part, I've seen a lot more receptiveness with the younger generation, the younger people, than with the older. 2 Timothy 3:12-13. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And we see the fruit of it, modern Christianity, hundreds of years of denominational Christianity, and look at the fruit. These older people have grown up in an America that supports the denominational system. They think it's Christianity. They're set in their ways. And this is the fruit, their lukewarmness, they're not obeying the gospel. And it's tough seeing so many older folks who should be more wise, should be more strong in the word of God, not even know the gospel. It's pretty shameful. But I noticed that while I was down here because there was a larger, older population down here. So those were my points of what I learned here in Florida. I'm very blessed to have this opportunity to be down here. Or was down there, now in Georgia today, but down in Florida, and it was an awesome opportunity to witness a bunch, to see a lot of people listening and hearing and seeing seeds planted, seeing seeds be rejected. It's an awesome learning opportunity, and the Lord was glorified, and all in all, it was just a great experience. I learned a lot from people leaving the fellowship and entering the fellowship, whatever it might be. I got a lot of experience in body life and ministering the gospel. It was a really good experience, so praise God for that. And I hope you got blessed by some of these points today. I hope you can take something from some of the points I brought today. And I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.